Hello, and thank you for joining us for a new inspirational moment with Seemlita Webb. Today I thought we would talk a little bit about perception, because it's something that keeps coming up in little ways. And when things keep showing up in my life, I think that's something that I need to pay attention to. It's kind of what I think are ways that God guides us to being better and doing better for His will. And so sometimes when we're talking to one another, we think we know what the other person means, but we're unsure. And instead of asking for clarification, we respond based upon what we think we understand. And sometimes that causes friction, and you don't even mean for it to cause friction. And I don't know that we're too embarrassed to say we don't understand. I think sometimes we're moving too fast to say that I don't understand. Or we think that since we've heard it before, that it's going to be the same. And so I want to caution you and make a suggestion that when you don't understand, or if there is any chance for ambiguity in what's being said, seen, or shown, that you just ask the person if you're understanding them correctly. I think if we do that, then we'd have less friction between us, and we'd have less animosity, because sometimes when people are offended, they stop talking. They stop helping, and they stop looking for ways to be helpful because their feelings are hurt. And you may not even have thought what you said hurt their feelings. You just thought you were answering the question. And then there's the case of people who seem to always have their feelings hurt in one way or another. You may not know what they've been through in their lifetime, but they seem to get upset no matter what you say. They get upset when you're smiling and say it. And sometimes they're just upset and you don't know why. We don't talk enough and share enough for each other to really understand the frame of mind that we're in or the baggage that we carry each day that we walk. And so if we can stop relying on perception and start relying on our heart to speak to each other and to listen to each other, then perhaps some of the little idiosyncrasies that kind of make you mad won't be there in the first place. So my thought is that we take the time to really communicate, not one-sided, and not be thinking of the answer before the full question has come out. And don't be so quick to think that what someone said to you was meant to offend you or be a slight to you in any way. Sometimes it's just a statement of fact. And facts is what we need. You don't want anyone giving you wrong information. So give it a thought and look at truly communicating with the ones you know, the ones you love, and the ones you meet. And then I think you'll find more smiles in your day. Wishing you a wonderful morning, fantastic afternoon, and a safe and restful evening. Until we speak again, have a fantastic day. Goodbye.